So going to the text messages here, we've got one asking you about fair trade with regards to how where you source your ingredients from and the journey process they go on to the end product. So yeah, where are you? Are you, you know, when you're on the obviously all over the packaging, it's saying it's all completely natural, but how responsible are you with regards to, you know, where the ingredients are coming from, how they are sourced, and how they're being brought to us on the counter?
Sure. Now, I will give that by two examples. Two ingredients that are in our all-in-one anti-aging cream. The first one is Achmella, and Achmella comes from Brazil and Peru, and it's grown there by an organic farms, and it's a full traceability in the whole supply chain till it comes to our factory. The second example is Onopornum, which is grown by organic farmers in the Auvergne in France. Same with the full traceability.
So, and we can go online, we can look at your website, and there's full transparency, and yeah, because it,
yes,
you know, it, I mean, it seems like you couldn't do this without it being all transparent and being legal and right and correct. But companies are able to, you know, cover things up and maybe blur the way things are worded. And we've seen it in the past with companies that have been caught out, been found out without naming names. So it is, if you're going to set yourselves up as natural and ethical, it has to be right through to the core, doesn't it, in every level?
Absolutely. And we will answer any question, and everything is available on our website.
And one more question about the ingredients.
Sure.
Then. Obviously, you're very transparent on the packaging, what they are. Now, we've already sort of mentioned today that I'm a bit of a layman when it comes to skincare and beauty products. You know, are the ingredients in this product very different to anything else on the market? I mean, is this a unique project? Have you come up with a magic formula? Or is it sort of very close to other existing things and you've just retweaked it?
Now, we always say magic and miracles doesn't exist.
Fair enough.
So from that point of view, no. You know, but on the other hand, do they work? Yes. And we use current ingredients that are known for. Aloe vera is a very well-known ingredient to soothe your skin, so that is in a lot of our products. But the two ingredients that I just mentioned are very unique to our products.
Unique.
And the Centella ingredient, which Renee explained earlier, you can see through almost all our products.
So it's those sort of special ingredients that stands your product out on the shelf to other products.
Yes.
And so by... obviously you have to be transparent, but are you not now worried that putting this secret ingredient on all your packaging is going to be replicated very soon?
That is always a possibility. Mm. But with every cream out there in the world, you have to have full transparency, obviously, what is in the product. Mm. It's like food. So if we want to copy another major brand, or a major brand was to copy us,
there's nothing to stop that.
There's nothing to stop them. That's why. But a difference that we do, it's by law, it's regulated that you have to communicate all your ingredients in Latin. Mm. So that's why on the top of the bottom of our box is the ingredients for Latin lovers. But nobody understands those ingredients. You have very difficult words. That's why we put as much of our active ingredients, which do the job, in proper English on the box, so you can understand.
And are there things in the bottle of the products that aren't mentioned on the packaging?
No, you can't do that.
You can't do that.
No. We're Irish Medicine Board approved, and you need to be compliant with everything you do, and rightfully so.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, someone's asking here, they are looking at setting up a company here in the UAE, and they're asking for your advice, actually, to start up here. So, I mean, it's not just that you've started up here. You are based in Ireland, you've got branches all over the place, and you have come to the UAE. So how has that process been for you, and any advice for others?
Now, what we did is 10 months ago, we launched our brand here in Dubai on a big exhibition, a trade fair exhibition, where we met our current business partner, Mohamed. And he obviously had a lot of local knowledge, so he took care of a lot of things here. So it's really hard for us to give advice how to start a business in the UAE. But, you know, put in a lot of passion. Believe in what you want to do, and those are the main ingredients.
Passion.
And integrity and honesty, because people, I mean, right, there's two things here. on a radio show, I believe you can tell and you can see and hear if and feel if somebody's not genuine. But in the world of marketing and consumerism, can we really know that? So when we pick up a product off the shelf, how do we as the consumer trust that this is truly what it says it is, literally written on the tin? So how do you do that, or you can't?
Obviously, yes, we can, because what we say is, okay, what we communicate is obviously the truth, and we're very open and transparent, as we've mentioned a couple of times. And when you're not satisfied with your product, of our products, you will get your money back. That's how much we believe in our product.
And you guarantee that?
I guarantee that 100%.
That's great.
It's written on the box.
That, let's have a look. It is written on the box.
So I'm going to look 20 next week. And if I
but
don't,
it doesn't
I get my money
say
back.
That. It's not saying that, is it? But you've got to be realistic.
I am being realistic.
And this is where it comes back to the consumer and the responsibility the consumer has, because it isn't about, I've been told this, so it's going to work. You have to play a part in it, in your own, you know, choices and what you choose to buy and why you choose to buy what you do. We have to be a little bit more discerning. We have to do a little bit more homework, maybe, so we truly understand what we're buying. And this is across the board. This isn't just about your product. So for you, what advice would you give to a consumer? What do you feel? How do you feel we are today with regards to consumerism?
Now, the big advice that we always give consumers is read what is in the products. You know, it read what kind of ingredients are in there, and maybe do a little bit research online before you buy the product as well, to see what really is in there and what the effects are. Mm. And if you're satisfied with that, buy it and try it.
Try it.
Yeah.
And not be seduced by the idea of something. You know, what we're sold sometimes is a style of life, a lifestyle. We think, I'm aspiring to that, I think that. And we don't perhaps think hard enough and truly ask, you know, some questions. Very interesting. And we have run out of time, and we only just skimmed the surface, because I wanted to talk to you more about the responsibility with regards to, for example, the boycotting of palm oil in products, and more about, you know, protecting the tropical forests and all these different things. Now, all that information is on your website. So for the discerning consumer who is looking at getting a product that is going to work for them and coming from a responsible source and is all natural, they can find out more on your website, which is
www.humanandkind.com.
So for now, I've been speaking to Rennie van Willingen and Jerome Proes, who are the founders of Human and Kind. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you so much. And as we move into the second hour, we're going to be looking at a company that has very much followed a philanthropic approach from the founder through to the consumer, and how you can get involved and make a difference and perhaps give back to the community through a teddy bear.